MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 19, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Mostly sunny today, temperatures in the mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:56 a.m. The latest news from Newburyport on the explosion at the chemical plant this month that resulted in the death of one of their workers comes from Mayor Sean Reardon.
We actually had a Zoom call this week with kind of like the aftermath of the Opportunity Way explosion at PCI Sequens. We actually got to have a debrief with their lawyers and their plant manager this week. They had done a similar meeting with the federal legislators last week. So we kind of had an idea what they were going to say. They kind of stuck to script. But it was nice to connect with them because, to be honest, the city hadn't really heard from the company at all during all of this, except for the people on the ground with the cleanup, the private company that they've brought in. You know, the investigations have started now, so they have hired a private company to investigate. OSHA is doing their own investigation, and the state fire marshal is also doing their own investigation.
The company is closed at this time, and the investigations are expected to take quite a while. Lynn fire officials now are saying the Lynn Woods fires were set intentionally. The fires are under control at this time, but Lynn Fire Chief Dan Sullivan explains how they began to understand that the fires were not an accident.
Our fires started on Friday, and there was a couple different areas on Friday, but with the, you know, the windy conditions, it wasn't unusual to have embers jumping, and they were in the same general location, so that really didn't give us, you know, anything to be concerned about. The next day, we found out that there was a second area, but again, it was still kind of close to where that other fire was. So again, we really weren't too concerned. The following day, we actually had a third area, probably about half a mile away from where the first one had started. And again, you know, we're still trying to be optimistic. That place that third one had started was in an area that's, you know, got quite a bit of foot traffic. So, again, we were being optimistic. And then we had that fourth fire that started. And that fourth one was probably about a mile away from where the first one had started and had like a pond in between the other ones. So that's kind of when certainly the radar goes up a little bit more. So,
Lynn Fire Chief Dan Sullivan. His entire interview was added yesterday to North Shore Today's post. Agawam Village, an affordable housing project in Ipswich, is set for renovations. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the $20 million project will include new kitchens, bathrooms, flooring, and other improvements. The Ipswich complex has 94 units. The city of Lynn is making $3 million available from its Affordable Housing Trust Fund. According to the Daily Item, applications are being accepted by the city for planning and development of affordable housing projects. Many North Shore cities and towns have either adopted or are considering accessory housing units. In Beverly, they are under consideration, and this is City Council President Julie Flowers.
Yeah, accessory dwelling units are definitely sort of a hot topic as well right now. Essentially, you know, a lot of our conversation in Beverly so far when we've talked about housing is about dense housing. So in our downtown and, you know, developing areas that are housing dense, that might be apartment buildings or larger units that contain multiple units of housing. And that is one really good model to add housing stock. But another way to think about adding some housing is to think about creating accessory dwelling units as a by right option, which just is, it's a way of talking about a zoning change, really. Because right now, to add on an accessory dwelling unit, colloquially, people might know of that when they think about what people used to call an in-law apartment. So it means adding a living space to usually a single family or a larger home.
Flowers adds that many seniors could benefit from an updated zoning change to address accessory dwelling units.
They're also a great way to think about not only adding new housing, but helping people who already have housing. For example, I talked to a lot of seniors who live in Beverly who have owned their home for 40 or 50 years and really would like to downsize. You know, they'll say, I this house is a little too big for me. I'm ready to move to something else. I've paid off my home. I've paid off my mortgage, but the truth is it's too expensive to move. And I'd like to stay in Beverly because at this point, the housing market is so high. So a lot of people feel stuck in a home they've owned for many years. Having the ability to move into a smaller unit like these would allow them to stay in Beverly or potentially to stay even in their own home, but have another resident share the space with them.
And Gloucester City Hall employees are still dealing with the after effects of a small fire in the first floor archives room. The fire was quickly extinguished by Gloucester firefighters, but according to Mayor Greg Virga, City Hall functions have been altered significantly as the cleanup may continue well into the summer.
But right now, the scrubbers are trying to clean the air. We had a crew in from ServiceMaster. They cleaned as much as they could reach on ladders. And you hear my office, what's this, I don't know, 20-foot ceiling? Mm-hmm. And then up in Cairo's auditorium, it's like 30-plus feet. So there's going to be scaffolding in all the areas they couldn't reach out in the rotunda. We're looking at probably through August, this cleanup effort. And so as a result, my office staff has been moved over to the Browns Mall. The purchasing office, which is across from where the fire occurred, has been moved up to a conference room on the first floor here at at City Hall. Our beach sticker operation, which we'll get to later, has been moved over to the soy-free library. So, and we're working on split shifts because hearing that whirring of those blowers all day is not I drive people nuts. It's driving me nuts through the door. So, but we're making do. We are open for business full time, and we just urge people to do as much as they can online, and just be patient with us as we work through this.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics resume their NBA Eastern Conference Series tonight at the Garden. Celtics trail the series 1-0. Tip-off tonight at 8:30. The Red Sox were off last night. Tonight they open up a weekend series in San Diego. High school baseball from yesterday. Marblehead beat Peabody 10-0. Marblehead jumped out with 6 runs in the first inning and never really looked back. Marblehead now 10-7, 6-6 in the league. The Magicians will face Winthrop at Seaside Park on Monday afternoon. In the Cape Ann League, Hamilton Wenham battled back with 3 runs in the 7th inning to beat Pentucket 8-6. The Generals are now 11-5 on the season. Bishop Fenwick was a winner over Bishop Stang 3-2. This is Fenwick coach Matt Antonelli on yesterday's game.
Another really, really solid baseball game played by both teams. I'll start off with Mike Williams on the mound for us. Complete game, 74 pitches, I think it was. Fantastic job of getting ahead. Again, he does this all the time for us, but he's able to mix in 3 pitches, gets ahead of hitters, put guys away again today. It was a very similar game to when we played them a few days ago. Our defense played great. Costa Beachin with a couple of huge plays at shortstop. Jacob Bain with a nice running catch in center field. So really solid pitching, really solid defense. And then offensively, we went up 1-0. They battled back to take the 2-1 lead. Letourneau, I think is how you say it. For them, their pitcher was very, very good. Was throwing fastballs and breaking balls, commanding both pitches. So he was tough to hit off of. Then in the 5th inning, we were down 2-1. Jacob Bain starts us off with a walk. Nick Villano hits a double over the center fielder's head to score Jacob. They intentionally walk Carter McFadden to bring up Cormac Keeney, and he comes up with another game-winning hit just like he did 2 days ago. So great job by those guys.
Bishop Fenwick coach Matt Antonelli. Salem High Baseball is 13-3 on the season. Lynch Division champions in the Northeastern Conference. Coach Matt Lessard.
Very ecstatic, sort of with the results thus far. Obviously, a lot of baseball left to play, with qualifying for the playoffs. But definitely want to give a big shout-out to all the players on my team, like my captains and also the coaching staff for, being supportive and, helping us get to where we are today.
And as for his captains?
So our captains this year, we have 3 senior captains. We have Sebastian Cruz, who is a utility player and also pitches for us. We have Jack Doyle, who's going to play baseball at Salem State next year. He's been, a staple for our lineup. has been playing great shortstop this year and just recently worked his way back from an arm injury, so he's been getting some time on the mound. And we have catcher John Wasserman, who's been great for us behind the dish, calling games and batting cleanup for us, putting together a lot of competitive at-bats. And then the only non-senior captain is our pitcher, Riley Fennerty, also plays first base. He's, been a leader for this rotation for a couple years now since he was a sophomore, 5-1 this year. So, great leadership from them all. You know, I'm starting to see them, bring the guys in more, during games, and I'm not having to step up and, rally the guys up. I'm seeing a lot of initiative being taken by these captains. So giving a lot of kudos and credit to them.
Salem High baseball coach Matt Lessard. High school softball, Peabody had to come from behind to beat Gloucester 8-5 yesterday. Peabody now 15-1 on the season, while the much-improved Fishermen fall to 11-6. College sports, Endicott College softball won their opening game yesterday in the NCAA Regionals 6-3 over RPI. Today they'll be playing at noon. And Endicott baseball, they'll open up play today in the NCAAs this morning at Bridgewater against Bridgewater State. Coach Brian Haley from Endicott baseball on their approach to the NCAAs, well, really unchanged from their approach to any of their games this year.
We just have a lot of fun together. It's a pretty relaxed group that kind of knows they're good and just kind of knows what they need to do to prepare. We often just talk about, having fun together and being focused. Our kind of catchphrase is F squared equals 2W. That was going into conference weekends where you play a doubleheader. And if we have fun and stay focused, we're going to win two games. And we did that quite a bit. At this point, we got to win at least three games, in these four-team double elimination tournaments. If you win three in a row, you win. And if you slip up and lose one, you got to win more than that. So maybe the formula is slightly different, but in the end, it's the same thing. We just got to, have fun and stay focused. And the guys know that, and we'll certainly do that.
Endicott coach Brian Haley. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday. Have an outstanding weekend. And thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.